All right.
Do you have to do an intro?
My name is Trevor Wolf.
AKA Young Cheddar.
I am 24 years old. Today is Saturday, August 4th, 2018. And I'm speaking with Zoe Benteen, who is my colleague. We're recording this interview in some part of Los Angeles, California. Where are we, downtown?
No, I don't know.
Shit.
Inappropriate. All right. Strike one.
Yeah, strike one. Okay, Zoe. As your colleague, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on you in life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Oh, man. Wait, let me look at it again. Also, okay, can you tell me about someone who had a big
influence? It's okay, take your time.
Okay, we have 45 minutes. Someone who had a big influence on you life. Okay, first of all, didn't know how to spell that. Someone who had a big influence on my life. Geez Louise. Who do you think I should talk about? Because I feel like a lot of people are influential to me.
I would say a positive influence, you know, over a negative one.
Oh, okay, that narrows it down.
Like someone who you learned a lesson from out of a good experience, not like you learned a lesson because of something, you know, really shitty in hindsight.
Well, that's how I learned most of my lessons.
I know.
Trevor.
Okay, well, then a big lesson. A more important one. Nothing nuanced, you know.
A big lesson. Oh, man. This is in dangerous territory. Okay. I'm going to stop dancing around, and I'm going to say, you're on your phone, and that's distracting me.
I'm trying to take a video.
I'm going to go with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, just to make it like that. I'll go with Trevor Wolf. Man, I met you in high school, and I thought you were too cool for me. You were too cool to be my friend, because you walked around, you had long hair, you had longer hair than me, and you always wore nice clothes, and I didn't. I wore, like, big sweaters, and was crying most of the time, but we weren't friends, and then you went through some stuff, and then we later connected on Facebook via your jokes. Your statuses were funny.
That's what I'm here for.
And I was like, hey, this guy went through some shit, but he's posting funny statuses, and now I'm into it. And then we became friends, and we bonded over hard times. So basically, a lesson you taught me was that you can really come out of the mud and come out a great person, because you're one of the best people I know.
Oh, thank you.
And you're creative, and you're smart, and you're funny.
Wow.
And I feel blessed to have you as a friend.
If I ever need a Tinder bio, I'm hitting you up.
Okay.
That was great. I think the big sweater thing, though, was cool, you know, in, like, 2009 to 2011 or whenever.
Was it?
Kind of, yeah.
You're just saying that to be
no,
nice.
No, it was, like, all the indie bands and... Yeah,
mine was like an old Bob Marley one that like I found at Goodwill.
I was leaving out details.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna ask you one.
Yep.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Oh. Happiest memories.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
This reminds me of sorry to cut you off,
but
like read this thing about millennials being all sad and like glamorizing sadness and being like, you know, it's cool to be sad.
It's definitely a big thing, yeah.
Which I relate to, because it's super cool to be sad.
Right, yeah. That's what I've always said.
But what's one of your happiest memories?
Yeah, no, it's a lot harder.
It is. Why is that? That's crazy.
I don't know. Well, getting offered that, like, record deal the other day, it was up there.
Yeah, huge.
That was, like, someone I've been working for 10 years now, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was up there. I'd say when I started dating Onya, obviously, that was up there. I'd liked her for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably, you know what? It was, like, not, it was mixed, but when I first, like, after my intervention was over, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna, thank you. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna, go to rehab. That was such a weight off my chest. So that was a big one.
What age were you when you went to rehab?
Oof. too young. 17? Just newly 17. Mm-hmm. Not a ripe 17. Like a,
okay.
If I was a banana, I still would have been green. Kind of 17.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are a couple.
That makes you feel proud? Or sorry.
This happy.
Is happy.
Yeah, you're on another question.
I was on another question. Okay. That's a good answer.
Thanks. I try.
Congrats.
Okay. Zo. Z to the Izzo. What are you proudest of?
Why does
it make you feel proud?
Proudest of?
Yes.
Well, kind of to bounce off of what you just said. I think working in treatment and working at a rehab, at an intensive outpatient, if we're going to be exact,
mm-hmm.
definitely makes me feel the most proud because that was really hard and I saw a lot of really broken people, and then I got to watch those people turn into reach their full potential, which is a really cool thing because they're always wonderful people. But being able to, like, see that side of a person and then watch them blossom into, like, what they were meant to become, tied.
No, for sure, yeah. I always think, like, whenever I hear people talking about a celebrity or someone they know, and they're like, oh, yeah, that person just, you know, they're a horrible person, or, like, they did this and this, like, they can, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm happy they're in a horrible situation now in their life or dead or whatever.
And yeah.
I'm always like, man, I've seen people come back from shooting guns at their family
mm-hmm.
and then turn into, like, the best, you know, mothers or fathers or whatever. So, yeah, I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Definitely. It makes me feel super proud of them and myself alike, and being able to, like, learn more about that world and, like, just going into it so young, too, being,
right,
like,
right.
I think I was 21 when I started working
wow.
there. I know.
Could barely buy a drink yourself.
I know. And then just seeing, like, being able to grow next to them, and a lot of my clients were older than me, too, and they were all men.
Right.
So, like, you know, I don't know. I think not all girls, but a lot of girls can relate on, like, the, you know, daddy issues thing and, like, having trouble with men in their life, which is, like, a whole other big conversation, and I definitely did. And then being able to, or being forced to, because of my job, empathize with some people who did some stuff to that happened to me was, like, really tough, but also kind of forced me to forgive some people in my life and to be able to see it from a completely different angle. So, again,
that's some Inception
type yeah
shit right there,
for sure.
So as would you say then you struggled with fatherly issues?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so leading into that, you know, if you were dating a guy, would you then be opposed to calling him daddy?
You know, this has come up lately in my life.
No way.
Yes,
really?
Of course.
Oh my god.
It's in right now. The daddy thing
Holy
is in.
Holy shit.
Ugh, god, even saying it right now. Like, I never really called
him. It's kind of a little weird.
It's so, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what else is weird? I like being called mommy.
Oh.
But like but also like in a joking way, but like if my boyfriend is like, "Yeah, mommy," or something, I'm like, "Yeah,
okay,
you know,
okay.
That's empowering."
Right,
I like
Right, right, right. Yeah, no, I think that's a little different.
Well,
sure.
I don't know, do you like being called daddy?
I think it would take some getting used to.
So you have never been called daddy before.
Yeah, but like not in you know what I mean, in passing, not like.
And what do you mean,
like
hey,
seriously.
Daddy, walking
yeah,
into
like
7-11?
As a joke, yeah.
Oh yeah, okay,
yeah,
that makes
not,
sense.
Never like in a serious, you know, like yeah, like what's up, Zaddy? You know.
Okay, that's
yeah.
that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Next question. Oh, Scheisenheimer, how
it's
would
a big
you?
One.
Yeah, Trevor.
Yeah.
Give it to me straight.
Let's
how
hear it.
How would you like to be remembered?
Remember.
I like this. I like listening to my voice.
How would I like to be remembered?
Mm-hmm.
That, it's a That's like a multi-part question, you know, because I think career-wise, in the entertainment industry, taking a video.
Yeah, this, you know, is,
I think,
cool.
Like, not necessarily for the attention or like the fame, but being an iconic artist is something that's really cool, you know. So I think just having a long career and having a lot of it would be great if I could have like over 5 albums, you know, and mm-hmm. that were had at least some success, not just like releasing them out of my mom's basement.
Sure.
And yeah, just kind of be able to span decades. Like, I always think that's, you know, whenever I think of iconic artists, I always think that they, like, of people who can change with the time. So I would like to be remembered for that publicly, but then privately, you know, I think more importantly as, like, a, eventually, you know, great father, and that has a lasting impact on, yeah. you know, tons of people, because if your
that's
kid
true.
Obviously touches a lot of lives, and, like, a good husband, I mean, you know, I've been dating the same girl forever, so,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, good father to my future dogs, and,
oh my God, there's
what
a fly
other,
on me.
Other animals I have, but yeah, no, I think it's really cliche, I don't have, like, a super exciting answer for that, but,
I don't think there needs to be an exciting answer for that.
No, for sure.
I think that the answer you gave was beautiful, and I respect that.
But how would you like to be remembered?
A similar answer to that. I was trying to think of something funny to say and gross to say, but
it's hard.
I'm not gonna do that. I think I forgot who said this. I'm blanking right now, but there's like a quote that says, you know, people won't remember you for what you do or what you say, but how you make them feel.
1,000%
Yeah, and I relate to that, and I have some people in my life that, like, are gone, but I remember that they made me feel a certain way, and that, you know, that's freaking priceless.
Yeah.
So if I can make people feel good about themselves and loved and whatever, and slightly uncomfortable, that's the perfect mix.
For sure, yeah.
And I think I'm close.
Yeah, no, I think that's, I think about that quote all the time, too, because, yeah, whenever I think about super old friendships or relationships or, like, anyone I haven't seen in a long time, I never remember our conversations for the most part or, mm-hmm. you know, like, what we used to do, but I always remember how we felt, you know, or how I felt, like, when we were on their roof or when, you know, at that time of my life, for mm-hmm. sure. So, I think, yeah, smart quote.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Trevor.
Yeah.
If this was to be our very last conversation,
uh-huh.
is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Man, well, is like one of us dying? Or are we just moving away? Like, what, you know?
It doesn't matter. It's just our last conversation.
Wow. It's been great.
Yeah.
You know, to piggyback on what we just said, it doesn't matter what I'm going to say to you, you know.
Yeah. That's a cop-out. That is a cop-out.
If this was to be, wow, that is such a heavy,
that's a really good question.
Is
that the last of the questions?
When that girl said these were basic, they are, but that one is super heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, man, it's hard to, like,
that's why there are tissues here.
Yeah, I guess so. If you're in here with, like, one of your parents, holy shit, that would be...
Yeah.
Even
yikes.
Worse. Yeah. That was a Brad. No, I think... How would I summarize this? I feel like when we first became friends, you were sort of at a... big fork in the road in your life, like, all of, like, with your parent, like, dad, you know, relationships, school, what you were going to do for a career, work, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just starting to get tattoos, be a crazy kid.
Yeah.
And now it's, I mean, that continues, I think, just seemingly forever. Like, you know, shit's always going on. It's always kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, unless you go to work in a hardware store for, like, 35 years. But, you know, assuming that doesn't happen.
The dream.
Yeah, exactly. It's been, like, pretty unreal to see your transformation. For real. Seriously. Like, I feel like you're such a... Overall, you're such a healthier person now.
Oh, wow.
And it's, like, one of the more heartwarming things I've seen, you know, I think. Especially because a lot of people in L.A. and, like, people that we know go to, like, a crazy rehab and then, like, have just such a insane infrastructure around them that the change is, like, almost forced upon them, you know? Mm. And I think, like, you had, at least from an outside perspective, less help. Mm-hmm. And, like, less, you know, force on you. And I don't know, I'm hopefully you've realized, like, how amazing it is that you've sort of accomplished that. But, yeah, no, that's the biggest thing, because, you know, hopefully you know how much I love you, but I think that, like, the self-love, like, self-worth thing is a bigger deal. And, yeah.
Good.
Put that into perspective.
What the wow, that's so sweet.
Thanks. That was a hard one to sort of internalize on the spot.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you want to give it a whack?
What a gift.
How are you feeling?
You want that one, or let's see, maybe this, oh. anything I would want to say to you? Are you going to record it?
No, I'm not. I would never.
That's son of a bitch.
Way too of a heartfelt moment.
If this is to be a very... I don't know how I can top what you...
You don't have to top it. It can be simple. Honestly, I just... I got lucky.
Okay. Is there anything you want to... Okay.
It could be as simple as...
I have crabs.
Yeah.
I've always had crabs.
And I just have never told you.
I mean, I feel like this kind of could be like, oh, there's something you don't know.
It could be anything. You could take this in any direction.
Shit.
I took it in you know, a specific, like, as if I was dying direction, but you don't have to do that.
Okay, any direction. I'm going to take it south.
All right.
Get it? Yes. Oh, God. Anything I'd want to say to you, I think that... You know, we've done a lot of piggybacking during this talk, and I'm going to keep on doing it.
Amen,
God
sister.
Damn it. So, the way you want to be remembered is definitely how I remember you. And, like, even when we don't hang out, because we have a very specific kind of friendship where, like, we don't hang out every day.
Right.
We talk, like, not every day. But when we do, it's, like, always the same. It's always comfortable. You're one of the people that I can go to. If I was, like, having a bad day or if I was stuck on the side of the freeway, I could be like, Cheddar, help me. But, yeah, the way you want to be remembered, it is just, like, a testament to who you are right now. And you already are, you know, a great husband, even though you're not technically married. You're basically married to Anya.
Yeah, might as fucking well be.
Yeah. The nightmare continues.
Yep.
And it will continue.
Yeah.
7 years.
7 years of hell.
7 years of Satan.
Dante's Inferno.
Oh my God. Onya's Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's the way you are remembered. And I love you too. You know, I have so much love for you. And I always will.
That is, man, that is so heartwarming.
Yeah.
Did you ever have Brad Kopenick as a teacher? Mr. Kopenick.
Yeah.
He used to do this game called Warm Seat.
Uh-huh.
And as crazy as that guy was, this is like one of the more genius things I've ever been a part of. And
sounds
he would
erotic.
Make it, I thought so too. It's kind of like, you know, when you're on the hot seat, it's a negative thing.
Yeah.
Warm Seat's it's sort of the opposite. So what you do is he would have everyone sit in a circle. And mm-hmm. keep in mind, these are like, you might do this like the first week of school. So you don't even know everyone's name.
Mm-hmm.
And you focus on one person. You might only do like, two people that day.
Yeah.
And say we're focusing on you, and there's 15 of us in the class, or however many people, one by one, and it can be one sentence. It can just be like, if I don't know you at all, I can just say, I like your hair, but you have to say something nice.
Yeah.
And literally, after you do that game, you feel so loved and, like, so good about yourself. And in high school, I think that was, like, such an important
thing. That's fucking genius.
It was amazing. You know, like, there was kids who you can kind of see, like, did not feel that way about themselves and came from, like, horrible situations. Yeah. And then everyone would sort of make more of an effort collectively to, like, say something that wasn't just like, hey, like, nice shoelaces, bitch, you know? Because like, occasionally there would be those sort of backhanded. And, you would just see, like, the transformation, even, like, halfway through the circle.
What grade? Freshman?
I want to say sophomore, but yeah, he did that game for all of his classes. Well, his classes was like, you know, I was a sophomore, but we literally had every grade in our class.
It was
media, so it was like an elective. But yeah, that's how I feel right now. Just
that's tight.
I feel like a burrito that just got wrapped.
I love it. I used to do that when I would run groups at Thrive. I used to do that, but I used to like take it to the next level, or they would like hold a mirror in front of their face.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was that's
so crazy.
It got
did guys cry?
Almost. Wow. It was tough. They didn't want to cry in group.
Right, of course. And then all the other guys would be like, it's okay, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it would definitely get a little deep at points. But they would, like, hold a mirror in front of themselves. And then everybody would have to go around, say something nice about them, and then they would have to look at the person while they said the nice thing, and then after I would make them look at themselves in the mirror and repeat it in, like, if someone was, like...
Like, the person, so the recipient of the nice message would then have to say it to themselves in the mirror?
Yes.
Wow.
In front of everyone.
Yeah, that's heavy. Also, I'm just imagining, like, inside the rehab I went to was a... I'm saying that for the listeners. Was a co-ed.
Oh, yeah, no.
And that just would have been like, hey, Megan, you know, think you have, like, a really nice butt.
Are you serious?
At some point, for sure.
Someone
would have said that. Oh, my God, yeah. Are you kidding me? It was, like, ages 14 to 20.
Are you serious?
Like, think about, like...
Were there, like, negative repercussions if somebody said something like that?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But think about if you were, like, 14 and you were a dude who is a drug addict, so you're already, like, developmentally behind a 14-year-old boy who's not far, you know? And you're like, you know what would be funny if I just, like, complimented this girl's fucking ass right now? Yeah, for sure, that would have happened.
Well, I would have emotionally broken them.
Yeah, well, the thing is...
With a smile on my... stupid face.
The thing is like there were repercussions, but the bigger repercussions was like it wasn't like school, you know, where it was just like you're on timeout or like you're in detention. It was like, no, now we're gonna work through that.
Yeah. Oh
and
yeah.
That's so much worse.
I know.
That's so much worse. I know. And then at the end you have to like apologize or maybe write like a 3-page letter why you just said, hey, I like your ass and like why that's wrong.
I am now.
And if that happens, that never happened to me. But if that happens to you once, you're not doing that shit ever again. Because a 3-page paper on why I like your ass is not a fun time. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so for your great great grandchildren listening to this years from now in the Library of Congress, where they're all congressmen and women, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know? We're talking about like the year 3000. Shout out Jonas Brothers. Talking about like year 3000.
Year 3000. It's strange, but we live underwater.
Yeah. What would you want them to know?
Hell yeah. What would I want them to know? God, I don't know.
Little baby Zozos.
Little.
Here's what I want you to know for all the kids listening out there right now. Thinking, you know what? Fuck my mom. Fuck my dad. You know, I don't want to go to school. I'm with you, brothers and sisters. And just know that I feel like kids always think everything's the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like they'll like go through a breakup or something or like get an F on their test and it literally feels like the world is crashing down.
Dude, that's grown-ups too. That's me every morning.
Oh, okay. I don't feel that way anymore.
Okay,
You know, my like dog dies and I'm like, I'm gonna... these emotions will pass. But
wow, that's...
as a child, I did not feel that way in any way.
Interesting.
You know, every fight is like the biggest deal. It's something, you know, you get a pimple and you're like, I would rather die than go to school.
Okay,
you know,
literally still me.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I would say that, like, you know, that's not the case at all. And I would also say that no one has any idea what they're doing or what's going on. So whenever you think, like, adults, you know, have everything figured out, or really anyone, that they do not at all.
Dude, so true. I just read this thing this morning that I sent to Lily because she was having, like, a tough day or whatever. But it just reminded me of this. Okay, so it says, I know people who graduated college at 21 and didn't get a salary job until they were 27. I know people who graduated at 25 already have a salary job. I know people who have children and are single. I know people who are married and had to wait 8 to 10 years to be parents. I know people who are in relationships and love someone else. I know people who are in love with each other but aren't together. There are people waiting to love and be loved. My point is, everything in life happens according to our time, our clock. You may look at your friends and some may seem to be ahead of you, but they're not. They're just living according to their place in their clock. So be patient. You're not falling behind.
Wow.
You're just on time.
That's my air horn. I think
that's
good. That's good stuff. I like that.
It's, yeah.
Wow, that's really good.
Makes me feel good because, I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, I do know about you, but my whole life has not been like, when I was a kid, here's something. When I was a kid, I was like, I had a very, like, specific vision of, like, where I was going to be at each, not each specific age, but, like, 20. Or 25, or 30.
For sure.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, by 30, I'm going to have a house and a kid and a full-time job.
It's not happening. Really,
I do. Yeah, forget about it. Forget about it.
40 is the new 30.
That's actually true. Yeah. I believe that. Uh-huh. I think 60 is the new 40, too.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And, yeah, so basically, nothing makes sense. No one knows anything.
Uh-huh.
Right. We're all aliens.
I heard like a 90-year-old guy say that, and he was just like, yeah, you know, now that I'm old and like people think I know everything, I've really realized that like no one knows what's going on. You know, everyone's just like always winging it, even if they think they know what's happening.
Yeah, no one knows what's going on, and don't be fucking afraid of anything.
For sure.
Unless it's actually scary.
Like,
but like
a bear.
Like, yeah, don't.
A venomous snake.
Don't go dance with a bear.
Yeah.
Even though that sounds super fun.
Yeah. Also, I got one more unrelated question, because I've actually been doing some interviews lately, and they all ask the same questions, and I always want them to ask this. So, like, obviously, I do music, and I always want to be asked, like, what are my dreams non-music related?
Love
that. So that would be my like, non, I mean, you could say career-wise, too, but, you know, like, more outlandish dreams, not just, like, I want to do this with my career life. But, like, you know, I want to live in a cabin in the woods or something
tons.
Like that. Okay, hit me. I'm ready.
Okay, well, I mean, you have a pretty specific, like, you do music. Like, that's
for sure,
you.
Yeah, mine's more specific. Right?
Yeah, I don't know, because I do, like, counseling and, like, art and...
You're a woman of the world.
I'm a woman of the world, but, oh, man, it'd be... Okay, so I really... Like, outside of career stuff, I want to have... Okay, do you know who Valley Myers is?
No.
Or I could be saying her name wrong. It's like, Valley Myers. La, 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 la.
It's the same. With an accent.
She's like this Australian... Or, yeah, she was an Australian, like, Italian artist.
Okay.
Chick, super cool, beautiful, has, like, tattoos on her face,
whoa,
long red hair.
Ow.
She's not alive anymore, but when she was...
That's a good turn for the worse.
I want to be her, basically. So she, like, lived in this house in... Or this, like, cottage farm situation in Italy.
Okay.
And just had a bunch of animals that, like, loved her. Like, all of the pictures of her are just, like, she has, like, frogs, like, in her... mouth, basically.
Okay, well, that's a little slimy,
it's
but...
in a loving way.
Okay.
And I'm all in. I'm all for it. And, so, yeah, that's basically what I want to be. I want to live in Iceland, probably.
Okay. Iceland?
I don't know. I want to travel the world, eat a lot of food, and, like, play with animals.
Gotcha.
And just, like, have tattoos on my face and just not give up.
You want face tattoos?
Yeah.
Like a SoundCloud rapper.
Yes, Trevor.
Okay.
No, that's not, that actually makes me, it gives me a stomach ache to think about that.
Okay. But that's a good dream though. I like the animals part too. I relate to that.
I
want
to live off the land, Trev.
All right. That, okay. No, I mean, that would be great. I would really need to learn a lot about the land first, you know?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's part of it.
But I really like that.
Totally taking myself out of, like, this kind of life and, like, maybe having a moment where I throw my phone in the ocean and, you know, you're on your phone, you're not...
For sure. No, I'm listening. I took a boomerang of you.
Okay, that's nice.
For all my fans out there. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Every time my phone dies, I'm, like, first, like, oh, shit, what am I going to do? And then after a couple minutes, I'm like, oh,
this is actually kind of nice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's not nice when you're on maps and you're going somewhere and you don't know where it is and your phone dies, because that happened to me the other day.
Oh, that's my biggest fear. Do you have a car charger? What's...
I do, but I just overheated. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm with you, though. I mean, that's great.
You know what's funny?
What's up?
Side note, she was like, you're...
I'm ready to laugh.
She was like, you have 45 minutes in here, and we were both like, that's way too long.
And here we are at 30... fucking two.
I know, it just gave us a warning that this is actually a really good, like, friendship builder.
Yeah, yeah. 100%.
This really turned into
right
a
here.
Good...
Give me a wiggity.
I'm sweaty.
For
I'm
everyone
sorry.
Who can't see, we just did a rocket power wiggity wiggity with our hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, all you crazy millennials will know what that is.
You'll get it. Shooby.
Anything else you want to hit me with before we leave?
Well, you wanted to ask that question, I feel like, because you wanted to answer it.
What?
And that's a little...
No. No, I've been answering that all week. Because they always, at the end of interviews, they always say, like, is there a question that you would want to be asked? And I always say that.
Okay, answer it, bitch.
So mine is, I got it down to, like, two sentences.
Okay. Wow.
Well, a lot of this is money dependent. Like, these are, like, very outlandish dreams. But okay. In a perfect world, a.k.a. I win the lottery or, you know, I become, like, a Drake sort of figure. Which is insane. Not gonna happen.
I don't know who that is.
Drizzy Drake? Aubrey? I want, the craziest is a wave pool, which is, like, it makes
oh,
waves.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, I would love to, like, create and own one of those. a basketball court in my backyard, preferably indoor, is, like, the ultimate dream. But even outdoor, I'm a simple man. I'll settle for just a hoop with some lines that me and my buds draw on.
You know what that just made me think of?
Shaq?
Yeah, I share a birthday with him.
Oh.
But also, the sounds that sneakers make in an indoor
basketball
court, nothing gets my horses running like that. Oh, my God.
Very squeaky. But, yeah, so those two, farm, for sure.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I would love to not live in the city. Like, I would love to live in the Rockies for a while. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'd love to have a farm. Mainly mini animals. I'm not trying to deal with, like, fucking
dude,
cows
come to Iceland.
Shit.
We have...
Like, the mini, you know, like, the micro
horses.
Pigs. Yeah, like a donkey, a little Buddha. and then, farm... I was missing one. Basketball court, wave pool, and I think that's it. There's another one in there thrown in sometimes, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I mean, yeah, and then obviously just, like, having a lover there for at least the farm part, you know, help tend to them. A lover, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
A shape-shifting woman.
Yeah. Of an Irish descent.
Yeah. That's it.
I love it. Okay, wow, this was beautiful. This was a good time. I don't think we're going to be picked to be on NPR. Is that what we're doing?
I think we're a little too excitable to do NPR. They're more like, hello, today's weather is 93. Before we leave, you never introduced yourself, so why don't you give them a...
Oh, hi. My name is Zoe. I'm going to leave it at that. My age is... 23.
Really?
Yeah.
You're 22.
You said I was 22?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You don't look a day over 23. We already got today's date, location, relationship to partner. All right, I'm calling it 30 fucking 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you for listening. This has been
thank you.
Trevor and Zoe.
Can't do it without our subscribers.
Walking on the moon.